Welcome to Dr. Fitness and Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I are giving the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today, we're going to give you the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy recipe for spicy shrimp and some tomato sauce.
Which I guarantee you have never tasted in your entire life since you were six.
Yeah. This is really the Fat Guy recipe, not the Dr. Fitness recipe. We have to, or we can use the fake shrimp. If we have the, you know, there's Chinese restaurants that have
tofu shrimp.
They have tofu shrimp.
Really?
They actually smell like shrimp. No, they don't. And they don't taste like
shrimp.
Someone who doesn't eat shrimp,
they know.
Here's what you're going to need, Lee. You're going to need about a pound of pasta. That's right, a pound of it. And this recipe should only really take you about 20 minutes tops. You're going to need about a tablespoon of olive oil. You're going to need some shrimp, about a pound of shrimp. And you're going to take out the vein. Apparently, the vein is the bad part of the shrimp. Is that right, Lee?
It's not really the vein. It's the digestive system.
It's the digestive tract of the shrimp. Get rid of that. That's not good. Some salt, some pepper, a jalapeno, and you're going to get a 24 or 26-ounce jar of marinara sauce. I like to use the Barilla? B-A-R-I-L-L-A. Some people like to go with ragu. Some people like to make the homemade sauce.
Look, I like those gourmet small batch.
You like that stuff? Is that where you get Trader Joe's? Is that where you get that from?
I got it mine. Special.
Well, you're going to cook the pasta, and also what you're going to do is you're going to season the shrimp with some salt and some pepper.
How do you cook the shrimp?
And you're going to cook them, turning them once. You're going to cook them. It's just in a skillet. Cook them 2 minutes.
There's
turn them over.
Lots of ways to cook shrimp, dude.
And then you're going to add the jalapeno and cook that for another minute with the jalapeno in there. And you're going to add the sauce and you're going to add a little bit of the parsley as well into that as well. Let that cook for about 2 to 3 minutes. And you're going to throw that on the pasta. And there you go. Make sure you remove that jalapeno, though. If you don't take out that jalapeno, you got
spicy
problems.
That's the spicy part of it.
You're going to have a lot of problems, and it's going to have a lot of kick to it. But again, great source of protein, great dish, pasta, it's filling. You can even try this, Lee. I'd even say instead of using the pasta, you can use some couscous.
No, I don't think so. Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.